It's Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio, WVTF, and it's that time we all look forward to each week when our veggie chef comes a-callin', and every week has something brand new to share with us. And you told me that you had girls' night out this week, huh?
I did.
What kind of opportunity or challenge did that give you?
Well, that's true. It is a challenge because you have to have hearty, filling snacks when you're going to be having cocktails and chatting for a while.
Now, were all the girls at the event vegetarian?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I'm the only one. And so that's good thought there. That's another thing to bring up. You want to, you know, appeal to everybody, and which I try to do. And the munchies for our girls' night included, and I made all of this or prepared all this, included homemade guacamole, salsa fresca, tortilla chips. Well, I didn't make those. Cajun peanuts, blue cheese spread, crackers, and today's recipe, red pepper butterbean hummus.
Hmm.
Not only was it a really pretty orangey red color, but it was delicious on crackers. And the leftovers found their ways into wraps with spinach and banana peppers and olives for lunches over the next 2 days.
I don't even know what hummus is. Is it a dip or something?
Yeah, traditionally you make it with chickpeas. And they're, you know, ground up, and you use tahini, which is a sesame paste, and olive oil, lemon juice, you know, a few other little things. So in this case, you pointed out something. I used butter beans instead of garbanzo beans for A, something different, and B, they're actually easier to mush up and process and get a creamy texture.
I like butter beans.
I do, too.
I'd like your hummus.
Wish I had some left to give you.
I know. That was a subtle hint. Okay. Well, tell us how to make this. It sounds fun.
Well, for the red pepper butter bean hummus, you need half a cup of red pepper from a jar, roughly chopped. Now, you want the kind of red peppers that are in water and not in oil. 2 cans of butter beans, rinsed and drained. Juice from half of a lemon, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of tahini, and 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon of red pepper flakes, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic paste, 1/4 cup of water, and that's approximate, and I'll explain that in a moment, and salt if you prefer. Now, you're going to put the red pepper into a blender and puree until you have a soupy red mixture with small chunks. I know it sounds very appealing. Set the red pepper aside and mash your beans in a large bowl. Then add the lemon juice and olive oil and mash some more. Then add all other ingredients to the bean mixture in the bowl. Next, blend in batches until smooth. You'll need to drizzle in water periodically while you're blending so it, you know, blends smoothly. I only wound up using about 1/4 cup of water for all 3 batches. Once all of your bean mixture has been blended to creamy smoothness, cover and store in the refrigerator for at least 2 hours before serving. And you're going to want to serve this with pita chips, crackers, or raw vegetables. And that's it.
Boy, that sounds good.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't that hard.
Mm-hmm. And they liked it?
They loved it. As I said, you know, what little I had left, which wasn't much, you know, wound up going into lunches, you know, a couple days later. If anybody has any questions about this or any other recipes I've shared, I can be emailed at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. And thanks.